Hey, everyone. It's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. Right now on the phone, the one and only Mr. Wayne Static. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, thanks for the awesome intro. And I'm feeling good. I just woke up. I'm having a drink and
ready
for the day.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, I got a couple questions in general, a couple questions about some current stuff, and then we actually have some fan questions for you. So I think this should actually be a pretty good time. I want to start off with this one, and I'm kind of shocked that I don't know this. You're actually a Michigan boy. Muskegon, I believe, correct?
Yeah. I was born in Muskegon in 1965, and we moved to Shelby, not Shelby Township by Detroit, but Shelby, which is just north of Muskegon, by Silver Lake Sand Dunes in 1975. So I really grew up in that area. That's kind of what I call home.
Yeah, Western Michigan.
You know? Yeah. And my parents still live in the area.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you still have family there?
It's a great place to grow up.
Cool. So you do still have family there?
Yeah. My sister still lives in Pentwater area, and my parents live in North Muskegon on the lake. And it's just an awesome place to visit in the summertime. It's really a great place to grow up. I mean, I spent my summers on the beach and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But man, it's cold there in the wintertime.
Yeah, last winter. At least you've been missing it lately.
Out of there, man.
Yeah, last winter was horrible here. We had the worst winter in I think 75 years or something. It was ridiculous. So be glad you weren't around, man.
Yeah. That's what my mom said. She gives me weekly weather reports, and she said last winter was like how it was in the 70s, you know, like 12 feet of snow and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, it was horrible. Hey, this one's a pretty interesting one, too, because I've done quite a bit of research to get you some questions that maybe haven't been asked 25,000 times. Many people consider you to really be the first person to kind of mash the whole industrial with the groove, with the metal. What are your thoughts on all that, and do you agree?
I think I'm the first person that's done it successfully.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people that try to do it, but they just don't quite get it right. And I think it's because they focus too much on the electronics and not enough on the live band aspect of it. So for me, it's more of like a live band with the electronics sort of supporting everything, you know, and getting the hooks in there and supplying the melodies and things like that. And a lot of people just don't get it right. And it's really tricky. And, you know, I don't really have an answer as to how I came about getting it right, but it just happens.
Hey, no, who's complaining, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's kind of crazy to think that it's been 20 years since the founding of Static X and pretty much the start of it all for you. Are you surprised at all, Wayne, that you're still doing this and that people still have such an interest in what Wayne Static does?
Oh, I'm completely surprised, man. I had given up on music, you know. I mean, when I was a little kid, I had aspirations, you know, of being a rock star. You know, I would look at my Kiss records, you know, Kiss Alive 2, you know, with the fold out, with all the flames and everything, you know. And if you listen to that, just like, yeah, awesome, that's going to be me one day, you know. but then realistically, you know, as I got into my 20s and, you know, things just weren't taking off. And, you know, so, you know, I moved to Chicago, things weren't taking off. And I pretty much just gave up. And I moved to L.A. because I wanted to live somewhere where the weather was nice. So I got a job out in L.A., started my 401k, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
So I just, like, you know, I give up on music. I'm just going to have a normal job and start my retirement fund and just enjoy the weather and have a normal life. And I started this band just for fun, really, you know, just to kind of get together. And, you know, when the music's in you, you have to play, you know, and you have to. So me and Kenny and Tony ended up just jamming and, you know, playing around, and Static X started as a joke, you know. Yeah. We would find some disco beat on a drum machine and just, like, turn it up as fast as it would go, you know. So it's like, you know, just, like, this is really, like, stupid shit, you know. And then we'd, like, try to play, like, riffs on top of it, and then I would find, like, the stupidest keyboard riff on some dance song, and then I'd play it on the guitar, you know, instead of the keyboard. And that was kind of how Static X came about. It was really just more of a joke and having fun, and we weren't trying to get signed, and, you know, we weren't trying to do anything but have fun.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people totally dug it, and it took off, and boom, man, you know, we got signed, and the record came out, and 6 months later, we were platinum.
Crazy.
Thousands of people, you know.
Yeah.
It was just crazy, man. It was a mind-blowing experience, and it just kept going and going, and you know, and it gets harder and harder. You know, the bigger you get, the harder you have to work to stay there. And, you know, it turned into a lot of hard work, and that's why, you know, a lot of the other guys just couldn't hack it, and they just kind of fell to the wayside. And, you know, I wanted to just keep going on my own. Yeah. And, you know, it's not Static X by name right now, but it's still the same vibe. And, you know, I wrote all those songs anyway, 100%.
Yeah.
So, right, you know, this is my band. It's like, I'm like Rob Zombie or Trent Reznor, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I do, it's going to be Static X type thing.
No, for sure. Hey, yeah, your first solo album came out in 2011. The concept behind that album was pretty wild, man. How did you come up with that whole concept with the pig hammer thing?
Well, it was a very transitional part of my life. I had been a hard drug user for many years, and I wrote that record while my wife and I were, you know, trying to come down off drugs, and a lot of the record is about that, you know, like the title song, Assassins of Youth. Assassins of Youth is what they used to call drugs.
Okay.
In the old days when they first started the anti-drug campaign, you know, so I sort of just borrowed that phrase, you know, and it's kind of an anti-drug record, and there's most of the songs are about drugs and doing drugs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, people won't realize that it's an anti-drug record, not pro-drug record. Believe me, I had a great time. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
It just sucks that I became an addict, you know. I didn't know that would happen, you know. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not going to get addicted. I'm just going to have a good time, you know. And 5 years later, like, you know, I'm all strung out, you know.
Yeah.
But, that record was really interesting, and my wife and I sold our house in L.A., and we moved out to the high desert in California by Joshua Tree, and we're, like, out in the middle of nowhere, and so it was kind of therapeutic in a way, and I did everything myself, produced it, engineered it, played everything, wrote everything, so it was very gratifying in that way as well, because I wrote all the Static X songs as well, and then I had to go back and play the demos for all these other clowns and then argue with them endlessly in the studio about whether the drums are loud enough or the bass is loud enough or whether there should be the drum fill there. Or, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it was really awesome just making the record by myself, and that was my vision for Evil Disco. You know, that was my original vision. And it was awesome to be able to make it happen, have the opportunity.
No, that's cool. What's the latest on your next record? I'm hearing maybe early 2015. Any updates or info you can give us on the new one?
I'm definitely going to have a new record out next year. I've been using every spare moment that I haven't been touring to be writing, and got some cool stuff going on, and everyone's going to dig it. And no, you know, big left turns or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be you know, straight up evil disco, what you would expect from me. But the songs are just really solid, and, you know, I'm just going to make sure every song is super tight and solid and try to get it out in a timely fashion. And it's just been really hard, you know, because I had a really hard year in 2012 where, you know, I had a triple hernia surgery and I was out of commission for a year. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sing. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't work.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a rough year, you know?
Yeah. Back on track now, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all recovered, and then we had a lot of, you know, making up to do. We had to, you know, we've just been touring a lot, trying to, you know, make up for lost time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've also been trying to write, and it's just been so busy, man. It's just crazy. Yeah. We just had 2 months off, except for the trip to China. It was in between there, which it sounds like it's only one show, but it turns into 2 weeks of your life, you know, because you spend 1 week getting ready for the show, and then you spend 3 or 4 days, you know, flying over there and playing a show and all that, and then, you know, coming back, and then it takes you another week to get back into writing mode. And so it's really weird, you know, you're in touring mode or writing mode, and I can't just switch back and forth. Like, I always need a few days to kind of reconfigure all my gear and reconfigure my thought process. And so it's been tough trying to write. Like, I don't know how these bands did it, you know, back in the 70s when they'd crank out 2 records a year and tour at the same time.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's just incredible to me. Like, I have so much respect for all those bands, you know, working so hard like that. But then again, they only had 8 songs on the record. So
true. That's true.
I'm going to try to bring that back. I'm going to try to bring back the 8-song record, you know?
Yeah. Hey, one more in general, and then we'll get to a couple fan questions. You're getting ready to hit the road just a few days here with Power Man 5000 and American Headchars, which I think is a really great lineup, man. How did the lineup idea come about with you three bands?
Well, it was suggested to me by my agent at TKO, and I jumped at it. I was like, yeah. Like, hell yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a cool mix.
It's cool timing, too. It's kind of nostalgic, man, because it was 1999 when I was touring with Power Man 5000.
Oh, wow.
And it was towards the end of the Wisconsin Death Trip tours.
Wow.
And so, you know, here we are 15 years later and doing another tour again together. And it's really cool that they're still around, because there aren't a lot of bands that made it through all the changes in the industry and the changes in music and, you know, being able to survive without radio. And, you know, you got to have a really strong fan base, because there is no radio to speak of for
true.
The kind of music that we play.
Very true.
So you got to have a really strong fan base to go out and support you. And I love both bands, and I took American Headchars out back in, I think it was 2005 on a Start a War tour, and those guys put on a great show. So
cool.
It's going to be an awesome night.
Awesome. Hey, a couple quick fan questions, and I threw it out there on the Facebook page for the radio show and my personal page and got tons and tons of input. This one was overwhelmingly the most popular, and I'm surprised it's not more known and you're not endorsed by them. What product do you use to get your hair to stand up like that?
It changes. I for many years, I used... I'm drawing a blank now.
I was thinking like Bedhead, anyway, one of those products like Bedhead.
No, those things are too heavy.
Okay.
Like, my hair is too long. Those things are for people with, like, you know, like just maybe 2-inch long hair who want to have messy hair, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My hair is way too long for that. I use Garnier Fructis full hold with a pump. And, you know, you just go to the grocery store and buy it. And it's more about the technique than the product.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, it's like people think I just like put my hair upside down and just like
hairspray
put a bunch of hairspray in there and blow it. It's not like that. It's a process. Like you just grab a wad of hair and you spray it from the root to the tip and then you blow dry it.
Okay.
You know, and then you just grab another wad of hair and you blow dry it. And then once it's up, it's really, it's actually very comfortable. I love it because I don't have any hair in my face and, you know, it's just out of the way. And I leave it that way all the time. It's just, you know, I leave it up like, maybe wash it like once a week or whatever if my head starts getting itchy or something. But other than that, you know, just pretty much leave it up all the time.
Right on.
And, you know, it's pretty comfortable.
Cool. Fan question number two. Are there any new bands that you've been getting into lately?
Oh, man. New music. I don't know.
Yeah, some of it's iffy, is it not? Man, yeah, it's different, that's for sure.
The problem is, it's hard to find new bands because the way everything is set up right now, you know, all internet-based, anybody who wants to can put their album out on the internet. And there's just so much out there that it's really hard to find anything,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
It's just like, in the old days, you had to be really good and work your way up the food chain. You had to be really good, and then you had to conquer the town that you lived in, and then you'd get noticed by a major record label, and then that label would invest time and money into making a great record and promoting that record. And, you know, making sure that it got out on the radio and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you had this whole team backing you up. And so it was kind of like only the best band actually rose to the top, you know.
True.
So it was a lot easier to discover new bands. And now it's just this barrage of bands. It's just like mind-blowing, man. Like, I can't even try to think about trying to find new bands because it's just too hard, you know?
Yeah, so, no, true.
I pretty much listen to classic rock, you know, what I grew up with, like Journey and, you know, Bad Company and Led Zeppelin.
Right on.
And, you know, Queen and all the stuff I listened to in high school.
Cool, man. One more for you. Fan question number three. Any updates at all on the Static X drama? Is there still fighting going on over the name? Is there any progress at all in all that crap?
Oh, it's dead.
Dead.
Totally dead.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Tony's decision. I've made offers to him, you know, to be able to use the name, and he just doesn't want to have anything to do with it. And
wow.
His goal in life is to make my life difficult. So I don't even want to deal with him. And frankly, it doesn't really matter what the band is called, you know, like
true.
All my true fans know what it's all about, and they all come out, and you know, I'm at the point right now where I've toured enough that I'm getting the same response that Static X would get.
Cool.
You know?
Excellent.
And a lot of people don't even know the difference. You know, a lot of people come out and they think, you know, it's a Static X show.
Yeah.
And I see fans come up to my new guitar, Ashes, you know, who's been in the band for 3 years. And they're like, yeah, you guys were awesome back in 1999 at Ozfest, you know. they don't even know that, like...
Yeah, it's,
you know,
not the same dude.
No one's been in the band for 3 years, you know. They think he's Koichi or something, you know.
Yeah, that's funny.
So it's kind of funny, really. I mean, my new band is just slamming, dude.
Awesome.
It's awesome. They're the best musicians. And it was really cool to be able to pick who I wanted to pick and not have to worry about any egos or anything like that. And all the guys I have right now, you know, I should mention them. Ash is on guitar. Frankie's on bass. Bevan Davies is on drums. And he actually was in Static X. He was the last drummer from Static X.
Okay.
He's the only one. He you know, turned out to be cool.
Right on.
So I kept him around.
Cool.
So, that's awesome. But the band is just slamming, dude. It's cool. Awesome. It's the best band I've ever had. And the songs just sound amazing. And it's made touring fun again.
Excellent.
You know, because towards the end of Static X, it was just like, you know, nobody liked each other. Nobody wanted to be there. It's just, you know, it was just kind of a job, and everyone just kind of went through the paces, and it's a whole different thing now. Like, everyone wants to be there.
Good.
Everyone is having a good time, and it shows on stage, you know.
Yeah, excellent.
It totally comes through.
Awesome. Hey, everybody, just to recap, we've been talking to Wayne Static, man. You heard it here. We're looking definitely to have some new music sometime next year. And the guys will actually be in town in Flint at the Machine Shop as part of the tour with Power Man 5000 and American Head Charge. So that's going to be awesome out there at the Machine Shop. Wayne, man, thanks so much for your time, bro. Good catching up.
Cool. Can't wait, man. Machine Shop is awesome.
Yeah, for sure,
man. Can't wait to be there again. And we'll see you guys real soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, brother.
All right, man.
All right. Yeah, bye.